Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. We are going to do a deep dive into this Rager and what was said about him yesterday, Alan. We have at the behest of John Johnson. John Johnson was listening to the news coverage yesterday, and it reminded him of Oscar speeches. And you know, in an Oscar speech, you get 45 seconds
yes, right.
when you win an Oscar, and then they play you off the stage.
Yes.
And we're going to play off the stage, Howie and Nick. Because, Al, there were periods where they should have been played off the stage.
Yeah.
One of Nick's answers was 4.5 minutes.
Oh, was that on the wide receivers?
It was on the wide receivers.
It was long.
And the wide receivers were not worthy of four and a half minutes. I can guarantee you that. So we'll do some Rager stuff. And then, Al, then they did a whole bunch. Howie was telling you how good other players are that we know are not good. And Billy will give you the psychology of the postseason news conference. Because there's a real psychology, right? Billy's going to help us with that. But, Al, the best analyst of defense that we employ on this show is a legend in this city, former Eagle, the great G. Cobb, who's on the line with us right now. Hi, G.
How's it going, Angelo?
Gee, I got a lot of really important defensive lined-up questions, even a couple of offensive ones, but I want to start with Jonathan Gannon. He appears to be a very hot commodity in the head coaching job market right now. Does that surprise you?
Well, I know he came here as a hot candidate. You know, people were talking him up, you know, when he was hired last year. In fact, it was almost like, you know, he was, you know, I know this has happened previously when previous defensive coordinator was here, where he's hired almost before the head coach. But Jonathan Gannon, I think it's probably because of his time with the Vikings, his time with Indianapolis, that he really got the real good points there. You know, I don't think he had a great year this past year. You know, I think that there were a lot of good things. I think he's headed in the right direction. But I think they're going to have to need to add some people defensively for him to do what he wants to do. And I think, you know, they're going to have to do something at the linebacker spot, which is going to be very interesting to see how high they draft a guy, a linebacker, because your linebackers now, they got to be great athletes. They got to be able to run. And if you don't have an athlete that – you know, at the linebacker spot that's really got serious speed, you know, a lot of defenses you almost can't play.
I would like to point out to people that they may not remember, G. Cobb was a linebacker, quite a fast one, actually.
I didn't take anything from the news coverage yesterday that they were going to get a linebacker.
No, gee, we got from Howie Roseman is they continue to devalue your position, linebacker. Didn't you get that sense?
I know. Now, maybe they can get a guy later on, you know, where you get – but they got to draft. They've got to upgrade their talent at the linebacker position, because now they ask linebackers, you know, you got to be able to cover guys. You got to be able to cover tight ends, of course, and running backs. But you got to be able to run with some wide receivers at times too. So you've got to have elite athletes at the linebacker position. Because they really got to do a lot in the pass game. And
I don't
see that talent on their roster right now.
Gee, the most revealing thing we got on the defense the whole year came from you when you were breaking down the zone defense that is part of the Jonathan Gannon scheme. And you said, well, if you're going to run a zone as much as he does, you got to pick up the receivers when they come into your zone. And they didn't do it again on Sunday with Brady. They don't cover receivers within the zone. How do you develop this great reputation that Jonathan Gannon got when there is such an obvious flaw in your system?
I don't know how, you know, that has happened. I think that maybe it wasn't exposed as much previously, but he had better athletes in Indianapolis. You know, they have a couple elite guys in Indianapolis, and that's why I think a lot of people give him a pass on that, because clearly they don't have the athletes at the linebacker spot to really play the position the way you need to play it now. And but I don't like the way they were coaching it either, but because they just staying off the guy, you just sit there basically watch the guy make catches, and you knew Brady was going to be able to just bing, 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 right down the field, because he's so patient, and he will take those little dink and dunk throws and march right down the field on you.
Gee, was it a mistake winning the toss and giving the ball to the greatest quarterback of all time against the defense that is flawed to begin with and starts slowly? Did you think that was a brilliant coaching decision to hand the ball to Brady?
I didn't think it was a good move. You know, the previous time you had played, your defense was just, you know, couldn't do anything against them. And we saw what happened right away. Just march right down the field, nice and easy. You know, it's almost like, you know, he can shake hands with you after he scores, because it's so easy. It's not even like it's football, you know. It really just was bad the way they fell behind like that.
But
anybody could have predicted that.
Highly predictable. You're right, G. G, let's go to the other side of the ball for a minute here. They gave an endorsement to Hurts. Was it strong in your eyes? Did you think that was that it's locked down in your mind that Hurts is the guy next year?
Well, you know, unless the right person becomes available, you know, I think it's what they think is probably going to be the case, because, you know, they've been looking at the talent in the draft, and I don't hear about any elite quarterbacks coming out that are better than Jalen Hurts. So right now, they were being honest with him, but of course, if they get a phone call from the right people with the right offer, you know, that job's going to be somebody else's job. But right now, it is Jalen Hurts' job. Right now, they were being honest with him, because right now, it's his job.
Yeah, there's an old statement out. A man is only as loyal to his wife as opportunity. If a supermodel comes along, suddenly the wife may not be the wife anymore. It's kind of that kind of situation. Not applicable to me.
Does Gail know about that?
No, he doesn't know about it, because there's no supermodels calling my house. I can guarantee you that. Gee, let me get to Rager.
I don't get you off the hook.
We're about
Wow. I'm taking
all right, listen,
notes over
my
here.
Wife pranked me bad. You know what she did. She deserves a couple of little shots today.
You might have deserved it.
No, she deserves shots. She scammed me on a COVID test. I'll get to it later. Gee, let's get back to Rager now. All right, because they were saying positive things. They called him an extreme talent. Gee, did they know he stinks?
They know, but, you know, there are certain things. You do see a burst sometimes when he gets the ball. You know, you see him going around the corner that he can run. But he's just so he's lost his confidence in catching the football. And really, if you're a wide receiver, if you're a punt returner, and you don't have that supreme confidence about catching the ball and handling the ball, you're really a liability, because, you know, you turn the ball over on the punt returns. You can't do that. You got to have a wide receiver that catches the ball all the time. So I think they're frustrated with him, you know, and I can understand where they're at, because, like I said, at certain times you can see he's got that burst, you know, so he's got, you know, there's some explosiveness there, but he's just so poor when it comes to catching the ball that there's no way you can continue to send him out there.
All right, gee, let's play a little game of in or out, all right, because a lot of these guys were dressed during the news conference. One that wasn't, I will address when Nick Sirianni's on today at 9. Tell me if you think they're in or out next season. J.J. Ortega-Whiteside.
I think he's gone. Yeah,
The enforcer will not be enforcing any further. Fletcher, Fletcher Cox.
Fletcher Cox, I think he's going to be back another year because of his contract.
Mm. But you don't
it's
expect
too big of a hit.
But still, not a lot of production there, right, G? Not a lot.
No, you're definitely disappointed. That's why they got to do something with some of those picks. They got to get a defensive end, defensive tackle, dominant players. They got to add to the defensive line with those top draft picks.
All right, in or out, Brandon Brooks?
I think he's probably gone. You know, it's been how many injuries? This has happened every year for a number of years.
In or out, Brandon Graham?
I think he'll be back. Yeah. He'll be back.
He got the best endorsement probably of anyone. In or out? This is the big one, G. Jason Kelce.
You know, I ran into Jason the other day. I think he's thinking about retiring, man. I really think he's the way he acted after the game. It's the whole year, you know, and he's been so emotional about everything. I think he's going to retire.
Hold on. You ran into him. Gee, did he indicate to you, because that would be a breaking story. Did he indicate
to
you?
No, he didn't. No,
you were
reading
his tea leaves?
I just see the way he's acting, you know. He just gets so emotional. After they lost, you know, he stayed out there a long time. He just seems to be, near the end of the road. And I think he might retire, you know. I hope he doesn't, but I kind of think he's leaning that way.
Yeah, I got the same feeling. G. Cobb, all you have done this year is dazzle our audience with your brilliance. Thank you so much for all your contributions.
Have a good one.
G. Cobb, there you have it. Huh?
Yeah. Mm.
Didn't seem to take my compliment as well as I had hoped. Well,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.